The translation that we've got today has a lesson about life, I suppose. It talks about the difference between trying to make other people smile as opposed to trying to avoid the criticism of others. A change from focusing on yourself to focusing on others, and how just making that little switch in the way you're thinking can make whether a task is fun or not fun, or a chore or something you do for joy, you can make a switch between these two states. It was written in an essay by Inamoto Inazo on his note.com, which I'll put a link to below. We'll do the translation, we'll do the Japanese and then the translation, and then a mix of Japanese and English. Hope you like it. Please subscribe if you do, and let's get into it.
笑顔にすると批判されないようにするには大きな差がある。自分がやっていて熱中してしまうものとそうでないものにはどういう差があるのだろうかと考えてみました。仕事だろうが遊びだろうが、やたらと何かを企画することが多い僕は、そのすべてが楽しいわけではなく、時々辛いこともあります。逃げ出したくなったり、負担に感じたりして、なかなか企画に着手できなくなるときは、意外と多いものです。しかしそれとは反対に、一度やり始めたらずっとやり続けてしまうこともあります。目が疲れていたり、お腹が空いたりしていても、その時間に終わりが来てほしくないから、いつまでも続けてしまうことがあり、楽しくて仕方なくなります。同じようなことでも何で違うのだろうか。その原因は、僕が向ける意識にありました。僕が楽しくない、辛い、逃げ出したいと思っているときは、意識が自分に向いています。自分の肉体的な疲労や精神的な疲労ばかりに意識が向いてしまうと、どんなに楽しいことをやっても休みたいと思ってしまいます。その他にも、自分ができなくちゃいけないというプレッシャーも危険なものです。そんなプレッシャーの中では何をやっても楽しくありません。逃げ出したくなってしまうだけです。それとは反対に、僕が楽しい、ハマってるなぁ、終わりたくないと思っているときは、意識が他人に向いています。目の前のことを早く終わらせたいという気持ちよりも、どうやったら面白くなるかばかりを考えているので、自分の都合が介入してくることはありません。他の人の笑顔を具体的にイメージすれば、そこに向かって走っていくのは楽しいのです。この時大事なのは、他の人から批判されないことを目指さないことです。笑顔にするという意識と、批判されないようにするという意識には大きな差があります。笑顔にするのは、積極的な工夫を仕掛けたくなるものですが、批判されないようにするのは、消極的な考え方になって、必要以上のことをしようとは思えなくなります。相当な向上心がある人は、批判されないようにするという意識でも十分に機能すると思いますが、向上心に疲れやすい人にとっては、ネガティブになってしまうだけです。笑顔にするという意識を持てば、人間関係も嫌にはなりませんが、批判されないようにするという意識は、人と関わること自体がストレスになります。物事を楽しむ人と、そうでない人の差には、常にこういうちょっとした差で開いていっているのかもしれません。
There is a big difference between trying to make people smile and making people not want to criticize you. I've been thinking about what the difference is between the tasks I find myself getting lost in the act of doing and those that I do not. Whether it's as part of my work life or my recreational life, I'm often planning something or other. Not all of it's fun. Sometimes there are things that I have to do that are just a pain. There are actually many times when I feel like running away from what I have to do, or feel my tasks are a burden, and find myself procrastinating from what needs to be done. On the other hand, there are some things that once I start on, I feel I could just keep going on with forever. Whether my eyes are getting tired or my stomach is rumbling, at those times, I don't want what I am doing to ever end. I don't want to quit because I'm just having so much fun. Why do I experience such similar things so differently? I found that the differences lay in where I've been directing my focus. When I'm experiencing something as being a bore or a pain or something I want to escape from, it is when I am focusing on myself. If I focus on my physical and mental fatigue, I find myself wanting to take a break no matter how enjoyable a task it may be. Another dangerous factor is feeling the pressure that I must be able to do something. Under such pressures, anything I do is rendered unenjoyable, and all I feel is the urge to escape. Conversely, the times when I feel like I'm having fun or swept up in something or that I don't want something to end are the times when my focus is on other people. Rather than thinking, I can't wait to finish the task at hand, I'm just thinking, how can I make what I'm working on really interesting so my own circumstances don't get a look in? If you concretely picture the smiling faces of other people, it becomes only natural to feel the urge to move towards them and to enjoy the process. The important thing here is not to aim at avoiding criticism from others. There is a big difference between trying to make people smile and making people not want to criticize you. Making people smile is something that leads you to proactively innovate. But making people not want to criticize you is a negative idea and leads you to want to do no more than the bare minimum. For people with a truly considerable urge towards self-improvement, making people not want to criticize you may be enough to get by, but for those that tire more easily of self-discipline, this way of thinking only leads to negativity. If you come from a place of trying to make people smile, neither will you be annoyed by human interaction. Whereas if you come from a place of make people not want to criticize you, the very act of interacting with others becomes stressful. It may be that this fine distinction is the only thing that separates those that enjoy life from those that don't.
笑顔にすると批判されないようにするには大きな差がある。
There is a big difference between trying to make people smile and making people not want to criticize you.
自分がやっていて熱中してしまうものとそうでないものにはどういう差があるのだろうかと考えてみました。
I've been thinking about what the difference is between the tasks I find myself getting lost in the act of doing and those that I do not.
仕事だろうが遊びだろうがやたらと何かを企画することが多い僕はそのすべてが楽しいわけではなく時々辛いこともあります。
Whether it's as part of my work life or my recreational life, I'm often planning something or other. Not all of it is fun. Sometimes there are things that I have to do that are just a pain.
逃げ出したくなったり、負担に感じたりして、なかなか企画に着手できなくなる時は意外と多いものです。
There are actually many times when I feel like running away from what I have to do, or feel my tasks are a burden andfind myself procrastinating from what needs to be done.
しかし、それとは反対に、一度やり始めたら、ずっとやり続けてしまうこともあります。
On the other hand, there are some things that once I start on, I feel I could just keep going on with forever.
目が疲れていたり、お腹が空いたりしていても、その時間に終わりが来てほしくないから、いつまでも続けてしまうことがあり、楽しくて仕方がなくなります。
With my eyes are getting tired or my stomach is rumbling, at those times I don't want what I am doing to ever end. I don't want to quit because I'm just having so much fun.
同じようなことでもなぜ違うのだろうか。その原因は僕が向ける意識にありました。
Why do I experience such similar things so differently? I found that the differences lay in where I've been directing my focus.
僕が楽しくない、辛い、逃げ出したいと思っているときは、意識が自分に向いています。
When I'm experiencing something as being a bore or a pain or something I want to escape from, it is when I'm focusing on myself.
自分の肉体的な疲労や精神的な疲労ばかりに意識が向いてしまうと、どんなに楽しいことをやっても休みたいと思ってしまいます。
If I focus on my physical and mental fatigue, I find myself wanting to take a break no matter how enjoyable a task may be.
その他にも、自分ができなくちゃいけないというプレッシャーも危険なものです。
Another dangerous factor is feeling the pressure that I must be able to do something.
そんなプレッシャーの中では、何をやっても楽しくありませんし、逃げ出したくなってしまうだけです。
Under such pressure, anything I do is rendered unenjoyable, and all I feel is the urge to escape.
それとは反対に、僕が楽しい、ハマっているな、 終わりたくないと思っているときは、意識が他人に向いています。
Conversely, the times when I feel like I'm having fun or swept up in something or that I don't want something to end are the times when my focus is on other people.
目の前のことを早く終わらせたいという気持ちよりも、どうやったら面白くなるかばかりを考えているので、自分の都合が介入してくることはありません。
Rather than thinking, I can't wait to finish the task at hand, I'm just thinking, how can I make what I'm working on really interesting so my own circumstances don't get a look in?
他の人の笑顔を具体的にイメージすれば、そこに向かって走っていくのは楽しいものです。
If you concretely picture the smiling faces of other people, it becomes only natural to feel the urge to move towards them and to enjoy the process.
この時大事なのは、他の人から批判されないことを目指さないことです。
The important thing here is not to aim at avoiding criticism from others.
笑顔にするという意識と、批判されないようにするという意識には大きな差があります。
There is a big difference between trying to make people smile and making people not want to criticize you.
笑顔にするのは積極的な工夫を仕掛けたくなるものですが、批判されないようにするのは消極的な考え方になって、必要以上のことをしようとは思えなくなります。
Making people smile is something that leads you to proactively innovate, but making people not want to criticize you is a negative idea and leads you to want to do no more than the bare minimum.
相当な向上心がある人は、批判されないようにするという意識でも十分に機能すると思いますが、向上心に疲れやすい人にとってはネガティブになってしまうだけです。
For people with a truly considerable urge towards self-improvement, making people not want to criticize you may be enough to get by. But for those that tire more easily of self-discipline, this way of thinking only leads to negativity.
笑顔にするという意識を持てば、人間関係も嫌になりませんが、批判されないようにするという意識は、人と関わること自体がストレスになります。
If you come from a place of trying to make people smile, neither will you be annoyed by human interaction. Whereas if you come from a place of make people not want to criticize you, the very act of interacting with others becomes stressful.
ものを楽しむ人とそうでない人の差は、常にこういうちょっとした差で開いていっているのかもしれません。
It may be that this fine distinction is the only thing that separates those that enjoy life from those that don't. So I hope you like the translation. So some of the lines that jumped out at me are, obviously the opening. So, 笑顔にすると批判されないようにするには大きな差がある。So there is a big difference between trying to make people smile and making people not want to criticize you.I guess that's something that I've been trying to do with my own work or when I'm working is focus more on others rather than focusing on myself. And I think it works. It does change your perception. Other ones I liked were 僕が楽しい、ハマってるな、終わりたくないと思っているときは意識が他人に向いてます。Conversely, the times when I feel like I'm having fun or swept up in something or that I don't want something to end are the times when my focus is on other people. Yeah, it's an interesting idea that, you know, when you're really, you'd think that when you're really involved in something that you're being very internal, but actually this essay is arguing that you're actually got your focus on other people and that's when you can really, really get swept up in things. I also liked...物事を楽しむ人とそうでない人の差は常にこういうちょっとした差で開いていってるのかもしれません。It may be that this fine distinction is the only thing that separates those that enjoy life from those that don't. It's a pretty big claim. I don't know. It's worth giving a go, worth it, looking into a bit, I would say. And also, 僕が楽しくない辛い、逃げ出したいと思っているときは、意識が自分に向いてます。When I am experiencing something as being a bore or a pain or something I want to escape from, it is when I'm focusing on myself. 同じようなことでもなぜ違うのだろうか。その原因は、僕が向ける意識にありました。So yeah, I found that the differences lay in the focus where I've been directing my focus. Unfamiliar words to me that I had to look up. Hiro, which you can sort of tell from the kanji what it's going to mean, but is fatigue and weariness, hiro. And shōkyokuteki, being half-hearted or unmotivated, or yeah, not being fully involved in something. And kōjōshin, desire for self-improvement, or I guess also motivated, I suppose. I'd be interested to know what words that you were unfamiliar or less known to you. Let me know in the comments, and subscribe if this is of interest, and see you next time. Thank you.